What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about a brand new series called Diaspora Riser, Chapter 1, Tendrils of Flesh Infesting the Cosmos, by Ondori Nukui, with translations by Jamie Schreiber, with lettering by Raphael Zeitz, and edit by Medibang. Ooh, names. This came out on Shonen Jump Plus and Manga Plus on September 14th, 2023, and it's a decent size first chapter with 66 pages. Now, Ondori Nukui had a couple one-shots, Akasabi Mori, and then Exorcism Overnight Fever. Don't know what they are, but you can tell just from, like, the images I could find, and then this chapter, there is definitely a very heavy, dense art style in it, which just looks really cool, but a lot of work, which, just going into it after reading this, I'm going to be so surprised if this series doesn't end up as, like, a monthly, because just the artwork alone seems like so much work. It's good, but it's detailed, and yeah, I'm just surprised. Anyway, so according to, like, the title page also, this is first series, also says 66 pages, even though I usually count this more. But yeah, title page and series cover on Manga Plus, intense color and style-wise, it's just... There's a lot to take in. I was almost turned off by it just because, I don't know, just sensory vision. I was like, this is, I don't know how to take this already. I haven't even read it yet. But I read it. Let's get to those opinions. So apparently this setting takes place on Earth. Honestly, when I think about it, there's not much like background setting to actually look like. It could be like a kind of plain, barren planet. I don't know. The whole concept is like, you know, outer space, like the cosmos, and you think technology, but this is actually magic. So yeah, it's Earth, but it's very barren, like, I don't know, just filled, and there's really not much background work, which is surprising now I think of it, because of how much details and everything else. Anyways, the main character, Tatsukuni, he left home, traveling around looking for work, also has a tail, very clearly shown, never mentioned. There must be something to it. Maybe it was supposed to be like a hint or a foreshadowing or something, but it was also so obvious. It's like, maybe there's more to it. Oh no, it's exactly what you're trying to get us at. Anyways, over here's a couple guys talking about robbing old man Clearly. Tatsukuni goes to warn Clearly, but this old, just beefed up man, badass really, so cool, gives you a lot of like Danny Trejo machete vibes immediately. Says he's just, they're harmless. They're the Skunk Brothers. Ari makes him sound dumb. He realizes Tatsukuni needs to go next town, so he invites him to just stay a night, drive him over next morning. Tatsukuni, of course, is against this for whatever reasons, but hey, if it's a free ride, I guess that's good enough. But yeah, during this day, Clearly tells Tatsukuni about these comic sorcerers and that he fights, and Tatsukuni makes some kind of comment, and it's like, oh, well, maybe they have a point. Humans are kind of like weak and fragile and blah, 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 saying it supposedly like a joke, but this makes Clearly suspect Tatsukuni, but for some reason isn't getting a feeling that Tatsukuni is a cosmic sorcerer, and he's like, okay, whatever, and gives up on that thought. And then Tatsukuni goes, takes a bath. Water's apparently cold enough to make him yell. So while Clearly he's thinking over, oh, there's supposed to be an attack, trying to get over that. And then all of a sudden he hears the yell, goes, walks in, finds out, yeah, Tatsukuni actually is a sorcerer. Has all these marks, sigils, tattoos, stuff all over him. And so he's like, well, shit, you lied to me, my sensor's off, whatever. Meanwhile, yeah, nice little cut. The Skunk Brothers go to some sketchy drug guy, apparently just getting him on drugs, and they end up burning him to death because of this, and it's random, but I guess is an idea that they have a light bulb that they use that gives them power and transforms them. And that's all we kind of see for now. So then it comes back to Clearly. Gives Tatsukuni 3 conditions. Not to use magic anymore. Contact him at least twice a day. Which, that seems a lot. Don't know exactly what that term would be. especially later when we found something else out. And then never to like contact or go back to home planet. Toxicuni refuses immediately because the whole point of working on this planet is to go back and, I don't know, bring, don't really need money for the other planet, at least not Earth money. So I don't know what the working here would do, but it's supposed to work here, bring that result back to the planet. He doesn't seem like the other cosmic sorcerers, so I don't know what the point of that is. Maybe there really is just like a rogue group of cosmic sorcerers that are kind of just an authoritarian, militant kind of group that controls this other planet, and that's all clearly knows. And maybe all the regular citizens are just that, regular citizens that are oppressed. Kind of like, you know, a lot of places on Earth. And it goes into this conflicting, like, morals between them, like humans and these sorcerers, and like what's actually bad. And they're humans kill each other, cosmic sorcerers kill other humans, other way around. There's a whole lot of that mixing up. Toxicuni doesn't like it. Maybe Toxicuni just doesn't realize the reality of his own species. Or maybe they're just not that bad. Like, clearly, thanks. I don't know. There's a lot going on, which I guess we'll just have to see further on, because it seems like Toxicuni has some high morals, but they may be misplaced. We don't know yet. Then, when this happens, an explosion goes off and the transformed skunk brothers are attacking. Clearly goes on offensive too, or defensive, pretty much both. Has an anti-magic slugs for his gun and shoots them. Doesn't seem to do that much, really, but enough to hold him off. And then Toxicuni comes out, and they think he's a sorcerer that is going to be on their side also. He gives kind of a cool speech that one of them actually ends up liking. Gives Toxicuni a light bulb because apparently Earth has no magic of its own and needs these power sources. Then they decide they're going to just go off and burn the rest of the town down instead of killing Clearly or robbing Clearly. It's not like their intention was necessary to kill Clearly, just rob them. They're doing all this just for like some money. Greed, whatever. Anyway, so they catch up to him, and Toxicuni transforms too into something actually badass and kind of scary looking, and just like blasts them with fire, which really just ends up burning away their armor and magic. I mean, it's magic fire. I guess it will do stuff like that. He's like, oh, it doesn't really hurt the surroundings, just a few scorch marks. And it's like, okay, well, there's not really surroundings anyways. So, conflict done. That, it was really, it felt really quick, but going back and just looking over again, for note's sake, it actually took quite a while of a fight. There's just the art. So much art. So dense. And it's good, but woo! Anyways, yeah, so apparently this whole time clearly knew that Toxicuni was actually Nukuzuta, which is basically his fake name backwards, or his real name is just his fake name is backwards or his real name, whatever. But also apparently has nickname or whatever of tendrils of flesh infesting the cosmos. Hey, that's the title of this first chapter. Yeah. Don't really talk about it, refer to it anymore this chapter. Maybe it comes up later. Also, just a very scary name for someone who's like so civil and like has morals. So, I don't know. Maybe there is just a dark, very dark background to Nukuzuta or Toxicuni now that we'll have to find out later. But, yeah. And he's also apparently known to meddle, and that may be the reason why he had to leave home or was kicked out. Who knows? But the whole reason clearly knew this, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, is because he already knew another sorcerer that actually did take his deal, and warned him beforehand about this sorcerer, Nukuzuta. So yeah, clearly pretty much forces Toxicuni to come along and to eventually be the next successor for whatever clearly is. And that's where it kind of ends. Woo! So, I don't know where the series is going to go. It seems like it could be dark, dense, a lot of art. I feel like it's going to be almost like a, just like a buddy road trip kind of fighting, whatever kind of thing. It could still definitely be dark and intense. But I feel like it may end up being a lot more humorous than the vibes initially give off. But it was better than, I guess, the cover. don't judge a manga by its cover, apparently, even though art is definitely a big part of manga. But yeah, it was better. At first I was like, oh, there's not much to say about this. Then I wrote down my thoughts and I was like, oh, there's actually there's plenty to talk about this. I just don't know where it's going to go, where the tone is actually going to line up. It might be this mix of like intense, dark, with some humorousness going out through it, but I'm actually looking forward to where it goes. I'm not much of a sci-fi person like this is trying to be. It is kind of a neat twist or whatever that it's like, oh, magic instead of technology and space stuff. It all feels like magic to me. Either way, technology just seems like magic. I don't know how it works. It might as well be magic. But yeah, it seems like it's going to be pretty cool. This was a dense chapter, even at 66 pages, when it seemed like not much actually happened. It seemed to be the opposite. So now I'm wondering, when it gets to these shorter chapters, what's going to happen there. But I'm not too worried. Can it keep up this like intensity with it? I already said earlier, it feels like it might have to be a monthly series. Because otherwise, I don't know. I don't know how anyone can keep up this kind of work. But yeah, that's all I really have to say about this first chapter of this new series. I already talked about the title of the chapter. I have no idea what the title of the series is supposed to mean. Diaspora Riser. I mean, Diaspora is like a generation kind of away from their culture, raised outside their culture and wanting to get back into it. Like in a layman's kind of vague sense of explaining it. And riser is just someone rising up to it. That's just me trying to piece it together. But I don't know. It's also just hard to say. Diaspora. I'd say diaspora. I hear people say diaspora. Whatever. And then riser. Diasporizer. Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So it's something. It's a title. But yeah, let's talk more about this series before I ramble on too much more about whatever randomness. You can leave that in a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com. Or, hey, I also have a Discord. You can join a little community there. Talk more there. We need it. And if you want to help support me a little bit more in a different way, I have a Ko-fi, a $1, $2 tier. $1 gets you some shoutouts in a special Discord channel, and then $2 gets you access to all my notes and any bloopers or banning things I throw out there. But yeah, if you want to do that, I would, of course, appreciate it. But yeah, if you liked what I had to say, go ahead and give this a like. If you want to easily keep up, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this very first chapter of Diaspora Riser. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much. Bye.